Want to be involved in Rhode Island's largest volunteer-supported arts organization? Waterfire Providence has rewarding volunteer opportunities at every Waterfire lighting and throughout the week, every week. Our incredible volunteers make it all happen in a variety of ways, from being on the river to greeting guests and everything in between. There's truly something for everyone. Individuals and groups can get involved today. Email us at volunteer@waterfire.org or call 401-273-9727.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We just had a great conversation with Dr. Chris Lundberg, and he's with NISO, a big annual meeting, the big sponsor for this weekend's lighting. But there is so much happening this weekend, and one of my favorite things that I'm really looking forward to is we are going to be celebrating with the Episcopal Diocese of Rhode Island 225 years of service here in Rhode Island, and they're doing some amazing things. And so I'm just going to cut right to the chase and say, Ben Cybulski, who is with the Episcopal Diocese of Rhode Island, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here today.
I'm so psyched for, you know, about 2 months ago, you reached out, maybe even more than that, or 3 months ago, reached out and said, you know what, I really want to do something at Waterfire, and because it's a big community celebration. So explain a little bit about the Episcopal Diocese, what this big milestone celebration is all about, and what we can look forward to.
So we are a religious diocese of Rhode Island, and we are thrilled to be a part of Waterfire this year. We really wanted to partner with you guys for this event in celebrating our 225 years because of the idea of Waterfire and the idea of fire sitting on top of water, two things that you normally wouldn't be able to see. And this year we're really focusing on that kind of reconciliation, that of water and fire, of people and communities, and figuring out ways that we can position ourselves in the community of Rhode Island to facilitate conversations and bring people together and bring people to God as well.
Well, because I remember when you first came to me, you had reflected and mentioned that when we did our India and Pakistan Alliance, which was a very difficult thing. We had double booked these two groups that normally would not have gotten along and did not want to do something on the same night.
No.
And we ended up actually bringing them together, which was really neat.
It was beautiful.
When we were talking about that, there seemed to be a lot of the same connection with what the Episcopal Diocese is doing and trying to, again, start these conversations happening. Now, about gender. Race.
Gender, race, everything, and then some. This just a couple of months ago, we were in Salt Lake City, Utah for our general convention, where as a church, we came together and not only said that we need to do more to address the issues of racial injustice in the world, and also start recognizing same-sex marriage within our church community and allow for these people to celebrate in similar ways that other folks are able to celebrate their marriage. So we're looking at multitudes of different ways to bring communities together and really focus on being that bridge and helping people to find new and better ways to interact with one another.
Well, it's nice to hear about the progressive movement of the churches, that things are moving along with the times, because I think sometimes we see things get stalled and old thought patterns, old behaviors, and everything else. So that's why I found this to be really exciting. Because do you have a lot of other events that you've been doing throughout the year that kind of are related to the 225th?
We're doing a few things. We're planning it so that it coincides with our own diocesan convention, which is kind of like our yearly business meeting, similar to what the orthodontists are doing this weekend. And we bring together our 53 churches of Rhode Island, and we all meet together and talk with one another. And this year we're going to be looking at our past and looking towards the future and figuring out how best we can tell our stories to continue bringing people together and building a better future for everybody.
Well, and I know, and I'm so excited about this. We've got you put together an absolutely wonderful lineup of religious choirs that are going to be singing, from children's choirs to adult choirs on Steeple Street, which I think is just going to be awesome and inspiring.
We're working with the Choir School of Newport County. They have two groups, the professional choiristers.
Choiristers. That's a hard word.
It is a hard word. but then we're also going to have the Newport Community Youth Choir singing along with us. And those two groups are going to be doing some more traditional songs, traditional hymns. And then towards the end of the night, we're going to have a more contemporary music group, New Fire, come out and sing with us as well. And it's going to be really energizing.
Has their name always been New Fire? Because I was writing the press release and I'm like, Waterfire,
New Fire.
Wait a minute.
Happy coincidence.
I know. So there'll be like a mix. So there'll be
it'll
some
be
things that
mix.
People will recognize. But also, as we go through the evening, we're going to have upbeat, a lot of upbeat movement.
Everything is upbeat.
Great.
We're really trying to bring some good energy and bring some positive Jesus-y vibes to the event.
I think that's awesome. And, you know, tell people what the symbol is. This surprised me.
So our symbol, our logo for the diocese is a shield with an anchor and a cross.
It looks like the state of Rhode Island.
It's
too.
Very similar, too. And, mm-hmm. and we have a phrase where the cross is our anchor. And we know that the anchor stands for hope here in Rhode Island, and our hope is in the Jesus's cross. Mm-hmm. Playing on that motif, and also piggybacking, this year is also Rhode Island's 225th anniversary. So we figured that we'd bring a fun little interactive to the event this year and do Hopes for Rhode Island. So we're asking folks that are attending Waterfire to come by our booth and write one of their hopes for Rhode Island, something that they would like to see for the betterment of Rhode Island. And we're going to hang those up for folks to view throughout the night. And then we're going to take them back to our parishes. Folks at Waterfire will be able to sign up for our Hope of the Week. And we're going to choose a hope every week at random mm-hmm. and send it out to our churches to keep that in mind, that intention, and use some positive energy and some prayer to try and bring about all of those positive changes that Rhode Islanders would like to see.
So the choirs start at 7, right?
Yep.
I mean, so from 7 until 10.
Yep.
And then I know, what time is the booth opening? The Hopes?
7.
7 o'clock.
We're going to be there the whole night with you guys. We're really excited
awesome.
To be there.
Well, and I know also on Steeple Street, there'll probably be some artist vendors as well. I mean, just a great... That's just such a fun place.
You put
place.
Us in a great spot. We're
yeah,
really
of course.
Excited to be there.
It's going to be a great night. And I know that you've got a special table for kids to participate as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we're going to do a coloring craft for the kids. Yeah. So that way it'll be fun for the whole family and really give families a chance to get to know the Diocese of Rhode Island. And hopefully they'll be able to find their own spiritual home there as well.
Yeah, you know, I really look forward to it. Well, you've been to the Starfield at Waterfire,
yes.
right? And that's where, in the Starfield, which is in Memorial Park, that's where we have these wonderful blue stars, and people write all their wishes and dreams there, and also the Luminaria candle lantern. So very much on that same thought, and it's very cool to see what people write, because they write down their hopes or messages to loved ones, and they lay them out in the field. And I think we're going to see the same thing on Steeple Street, which to me is just great. And then little kids writing on angels. And
anytime somebody's sharing their dream makes for a beautiful moment. So I'm really excited to see what folks come out with.
Yeah, and Waterfire is all about dreams anyway, and bringing people together. So I think that there's a lot of just good movement in what you're doing. And I know that you've got a lot of things, as you said, in the future that you're looking to do.
Yeah.
Do you want to just give it a little bit of a taster?
I would love to. So this year is the second year for our Jonathan Daniels House program, which is a home for young adults that choose to live in intentional community with one another. And we work with them on getting placement for them in a local nonprofit. So this year we have an intern working with the United Way of Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
We have another one that is working with Farm Fresh Rhode Island, mm-hmm. and another that is working with our charitable organization, Episcopal Charities.
We take interns, Ben.
I know. and hopefully we'll be able to get one for next year. And our fourth intern this year is placed at the new nonprofit that the diocese is founding, the Center for Reconciliation, which is another amazing thing that we're starting.
So that's going to be a subsidiary of the Episcopal Diocese, or
we're still in the very early stages, but right now we're kind of the catalyst that's getting everything off the ground and rolling for it.
Right.
And we've started building the staff, and we have an amazing programs coordinator that's working with us. And we're really building some powerful events to help tell the story of Rhode Island, and more specifically the Episcopal Church's role in the transatlantic slave trade. Not too many people realize how big of a role Rhode Island played. Over 1,000+ ships were sent out from Bristol, Newport, and Providence, and sent down to Africa to trade rum for slaves, take the slaves to Cuba, trade them for sugar, and bring it all right back home. We're really looking forward to being honest and having some honest discussions with the community about how best the center can position themselves to set the stage to start dealing with what's happening now in our communities, and be a collaborator and a convener for these community organizations and these community members to really come together and have a safe place to share what's going on.
Well, it's a sign of the times. I mean, every time I'm turning on the news, like recently, it seems like there's people clashing and we're forgetting that we're all human beings. And so just the fact that we can bring up those conversations, keep things moving, and keep bringing our community together, again, that's what WaterFire is all about. It's what you're looking to do as well, and that's what you're all about, it seems. So we are so excited. I can't wait to see those little choristers. I'm never going to get that word.
Choristers.
We're going to call them choiristers. Little choirs or singers.
I'm sure I'll get corrected later on in the show.
I know, on Saturday. But we've got a lot going on. Also, opening up on Saturday, Tycho Drummers are going to be performing on the Basin stage. It's the most beautiful, wild call to action. And our Dr. Chris, who will be lighting the fires in the Basin, is going to be hearing lots of Tycho Drummers. But everyone, please go to the WaterFire website. Sunset is at 7:02 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be a great night. Fish on the water, people singing, hopes and dreams, celebrations, and lots of smiles. Thank you to NISO for helping us put this fire on. Everyone, you're listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Thanks for spending the hour with us, and we'll see you down by the riverside.